Hey, after buzzers, we're talking Big Red Roaches and Rick Ross with the sauce on tonight's second episode of Martha and Snoop's Potluck Dinner. So let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Okay. In special request by Ava Hill. Hey,
my president is black. Hey, you know what? Look, I'm playing that song every day until January. All right?
Thank you for joining in After Buzzers. It's the after show for Martha and Snoop's Potluck Dinner. I am your host, Robin with a V, McSweeney, and you can find me at B Stays Busy, and that's anywhere, all over the place. And to my left, your right, or just by the sound of your ear if you're listening in, I've got the beautiful Ava Hill.
Yo, my name is Ava Hill. You can find me on Instagram at The Ava Hill. I'm just over here jamming to my song right now.
She's not going to let it go.
I'm not going to let this go.
It's a good feeling.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm holding on to Obama until I don't have to. How about that?
Tear. Well, tonight's episode, I think, was super cute.
Yeah.
We were talking about the roach in the sea. The red roach, as Snoop called it.
Anything that just goes back to a roach grosses me out completely.
Yeah. So, and a lot about, you know, actually cooking the lobster would gross anybody out. But at the end of the day, it's all good when it's done.
It's all good when it's done.
So let's talk about the drink of the night.
Okay.
Right? Starting to seem as if every night we have a drink.
There's like a signature drink.
Exactly. I think last week with pure Snoop Dogg fashion, they started with gin and juice, you know, and I think that was beautiful. This week it was Martha's drink.
Right.
Which was the perfect martini.
And apparently it was really strong.
Yeah.
Which I kind of wish that we had that right now.
Okay. As you guys were saying last week.
We
need to have a signature drink every week for our after show.
We do.
So after buzzers, if you guys have any recommendations, send them our way because we will be cheersing with you as well.
Yes.
You can join in.
We will.
This one was a perfect martini. Ice, bottle of vodka. Bottle. Of vodka and vermouth, and a good shake. And the shaker was very big, huge, which Snoop thought looked like an urn.
Yes,
something that they would keep his uncle.
Which I kind of agree in. That was kind of the bougiest shaker I've ever seen. I mean,
that was just real business.
That was real. It was like
playtime is over when you see that shaker.
Right.
You're here for business.
Exactly.
I'm not mad at it, Martha.
I'm not mad at it either.
I'm gonna go home and make the perfect martini, actually.
Now, I'm going to try to as well. I don't know if it'll come out as great because, like I said last week, I can't make drinks.
I know, but it was so simple. And, I mean, if you don't want to do the whole
bottle.
I'm a
great drinker, though, but I'm just not a great drink maker.
Okay, I'll make it for you.
Okay.
And all you need is a
straw. Depend on me. Listen, you make it, I drink it. 100%.
Well, I'm going to drink it, too. Let's not get it twisted. I'm not going to go through all that work and not
But you can depend on me to finish it. You see what I'm saying?
You'll help me.
Right.
All right, cool. Perfect. So we started with the perfect martini. We had our awesome guest.
Yes.
I'm going to start with Ashley Graham because our beautiful plus-size model.
And I
she's
love
not
her.
Just a model. She's a designer as well, which she made very clear tonight. And she's also a judge on America's Next Top Model. Shout out to my alma mater.
And she's also done different hosting gigs for E! News, which is where I used to, I was reporting there earlier in the year. So
nice. Shout out.
I've been following Ashley a lot, and it's just great to see her kind of unfold into different opportunities in her modeling career.
And she's got this realness about her that's undeniable.
Yeah. And I know this is kind of like a huge side note from the show, but there was like controversy around a an Instagram photo that she posted where it looks like she lost a little bit of weight. Mm. And her fans were kind of getting on her. Yeah, they were coming for her because they were like, wait, you're supposed to be the spokesperson for, you know, plus size. And so I loved how she bounced back with that and said, you know what? It's my business, what I do with my body. And, you know, I'm still who I am. It doesn't matter what size I am. So,
and she can still fight for the same cause.
Right.
I feel you 100%.
I'm here for her.
So shout out to Ashley.
Shout out to her.
And she brings Snoop a toy lobster, which was really cute.
Yes.
And then we had Rick Ross, aka Young Renzel,
doing the absolute most.
Like, the amount of thirstiness that we were experiencing tonight.
Parched.
At times, I was almost uncomfortable. Yeah. But I really liked the way Martha handled it.
It made you uncomfortable, too.
Just a little.
I was uncomfortable. I was, like, especially when he came back and started massaging her.
And they zoomed in into his face. And you could see his mouth, like, he's biting his bottom lip or something like that. It was just a little, it was a little weird. Hashtag parched. Yes, Mark. Yes, Mark.
Hashtag our gross. Engineer.
Hashtag gross. He brought Martha her first piece of bling, which was an iced out cheese grater. Right?
I can't.
That was cute.
She
enjoyed it.
I felt like he had a plot from the very beginning, and that was, I don't know what it was about Martha Stewart, but he was determined, okay?
I mean, she didn't shut him down. I think she was throwing more shade at Ashley than she was throwing at Rick Ross. Because the moment she talked about what she was going to make, which was the New England clam chowder, Ashley chimed in like, but wait, that's clam. And she was like, yeah, but it has lobster too. And she was like, oh, okay. I was like, ooh, that's one.
That's one. That's one for Martha. Okay. And you know what? I would have probably said the same thing, seeming to the fact that I'm not the most intelligent in the cooking arena. I probably would have said the same thing that Ashley said.
I just would have assumed. I would have assumed Martha knows what she's talking about.
I just would have been silent, honestly, and I just would have let her do her thing.
Yeah. I would have just assumed we're talking about lobsters. Right. I know she's going to make something with lobsters in it.
Right, That's.
The episode is called Get Your Claws Off Me, and it's lobsters. It's
popping. This show was different, I noticed, because the last show, what I liked about the last show was that it was kind of a competition in the sense that Martha was cooking the same thing that Snoop was. And so, you know, each of the guests came on and one guest was helping Snoop.
They were like sous chefs. The guests were sous chefs in the kitchen helping.
Helping. And it was kind of like who did better. I kind of like that concept versus okay, everyone gather around. This is what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Because that's how I kind of felt like this episode was. Like, it wasn't like this is the way. At first, I pictured the show kind of like, this is the meal that we're going to do, okay? And we're going to do the meal on Martha's end, and then we're going to do the meal on Snoop's end, and then we're going to see how both of them taste, and then pretty much the same thing as last episode.
Right. Kind of appreciated that they switched it up a little bit for me because the fact that there was a tie last week, I was bothered by that. Because I'm like, if you guys are going to compete every week, and it's going to be a tie every week, and if you're going to have that championship belt look like arts and crafts, I'm going to need that
Hobby
belt
Lobby.
To look. Yeah, you know, it was just kind of like, it was cute as an opening episode.
Yeah, it was cute. Yeah, yeah.
And
okay.
I wouldn't mind them do it again, shake it up, and bring another competition.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think I want to see that every week, but I enjoyed it for the first episode because this is the first episode where you see Snoop's kitchen. He's got all of the swag, the low rider in the front of his kitchen, and then you have Martha's kitchen. So you see her technique, you see him with the crushed up barbecue chips.
Okay.
So I like the, like, this is my cultural thing, this is his cultural thing. Whose is better? I guess technically you couldn't pick a winner, but I wanted to see a winner.
Right. No, I wanted to see one too.
I wouldn't mind seeing another competition in the future, but I'm kind of glad they shook things up a little bit.
Okay. That's fair.
Because I don't necessarily think that those recipes are Snoop's.
Oh, what? Absolutely. You think Snoop
Martha's,
is in his house doing lobster?
I think Martha's are hers.
No, exactly.
And they're just giving something for Snoop to cook.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So if it's going to be a competition, I think the competition was better for the fried chicken because I do feel like that was Snoop's fried chicken. And if he doesn't make it, he knows someone that makes
it. I'm going to need him to know how to cook fried chicken. Okay.
Well, I heard it was good. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the chip aspect, putting chips on fried chicken was new for me.
And which I'm definitely going to try too.
Yeah,
and
try
if
that.
Any of our viewers or our listeners yeah. out there tried it, please let us know.
Yeah.
Or invite us over or something.
I'd rather be invited over because I'm lazy.
So on the menu, we had Martha's New England Clam Bake. We mm-hmm. had Snoop's Lobster Thermidor, or as he called it, Snoop's Boiled and Broiled Godzilla. Mm-hmm. Very over the top. When he couldn't even grab a lobster himself.
Okay, right.
That was really cute. The gloves.
I liked that.
The gloves.
The gloves. Oh, my gosh.
The gloves didn't do
a
thing. They were not protecting him.
Didn't do a thing. Had his whole arm out.
He was only touching the water like, oh, let me not show
and
my
clearly,
ratchet nails.
And clearly, the claws are, you know, they're bonded.
Rubber band.
Right. So it's like, literally, they can't do. But you know what? My mom loves lobster, and she cooks it a lot, you know, at home. And, I mean, I don't live with her, but, you know, when I do go home, you know, she cooks that kind of stuff all the time. And I'm just lazy. I don't like to do all that work to get
right.
the meat out to like, eat. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I need a meal. Maybe that can be the appetizer. But all of that to say, I kind of get freaked out, too, when she takes the lobsters out.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah,
how
sure.
your mom does it. Because
okay.
there's a way that you boil them alive and you hear them screaming.
No,
and
literally,
there's a way that you, like, kind of stab, like, kind of kill them first and then boil them. How does your mom do it?
She literally, like, their hopes and dreams go into the pot, and you see them like. Eh.
Well, maybe
like,
you should start telling her
and
add
it's
some
so
vodka,
sad.
Just so that they can have that while
right.
they're
no, it's
crossing
so sad.
Over.
I know, like they're literally going into the afterlife in the pot, Ooh. Right? And so you know, it's still kind of honestly though, I'm not as afraid of lobster when she cooks it as I am afraid of crab, because that like they aren't like their claws aren't.
They like, aren't bound there.
No. So they out here, like, they are fighting for their, they're like, no, you're not going to eat me today. And, like, they'll do this number. I've had, like, my mom take the when she takes it out, it's leaving my mind what kind of utensil, what the utensil is.
Oh, the thong. The tongs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thong.
Is it thong? The thong. Thong. The thongs.
The thong.
When she takes the thongs. She takes the thongs and she takes the crab out, right? They're literally like, I'm coming for you. Like, you're not coming for me unless I'm
no,
coming for you.
No.
And they will, like, there was one time where they literally, like, went down the hallway. Like, they will fight, okay? And I would fight, too. But I understand all that to say. I understand Snoop's fear. But it calms you down, though. If Snoop literally just paid attention to the fact that they could do nothing.
Plus, he's not making. He has people doing that for him. So this is all new for him, having to deal with the lobsters and touching them and picking them
out.
Would
that be a deal breaker for you, though, for a man, if he didn't know how to, like, if he was in a place in his life where he didn't really have to cook, he had people cook for him, and he just doesn't know how to cook?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I don't know if it'd be a deal breaker as long as he'd be willing to learn.
Okay.
Like, if he'd be willing to learn a dish with me, or like we
yeah,
can
like
bond
make it like
and,
a thing,
you know, like Ghost
yeah.
when they were doing the, you know, the mold
yeah, 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 yeah.
something
Ooh.
Like
Ooh.
We can make us, you know, Ooh. A sexy moment out of it. But if you're Ooh. Like, no, I'm not cooking, I'm not
I'm,
then I
then
probably
no,
wouldn't
I'm not
even
here
talk
for
to that type of person, because okay. that's a very closed-minded
good
person.
Good answer.
But I will say, my fiance does not like shellfish, to the point where when we first met, he lied to me and said he was allergic, and then I found out that he wasn't. But he just didn't like it that much. So every
oh,
once in a
wow.
while, he'll try it, though. He'll
okay,
try it.
Okay, well, you know what? I like people who are open to trying new things.
And that's what we witnessed tonight with Snoop.
Yeah,
he eventually, clearly. He eventually was able to grab one, even though
yep.
he, like, tossed it and Martha said he hurt
with
him.
His Michael Jackson glove on.
Yeah, so finally they were able to bring it to the counters. And how do you feel when they show how Martha likes to, you know, start hers and then Snoop likes to start his seasoning? And how do you feel about the contrast?
Martha has, like, I don't even know how to correctly explain this, but Martha has, like, Martha has a dab of bougie to her
mm-hmm.
cooking. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like, she does things that I probably would never do, but then you trust Martha doing it because it's Martha Stewart. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day. And I feel like Snoop just sticks to the basics, which is what I do. I mean, it really goes back to the last episode as well, when Martha was letting chickens sit in the refrigerator and settle in the seasoning for 2 days. Who has time? Nobody has time for that. If I want fried chicken, I want it right now.
I'm not sure if it was Seth or Ice Cube, but one of them was like, or it might have been Snoop's. I don't even know that I want fried chicken
right,
2 days
that point,
before.
Exactly. Like who does that?
I would need to know that day.
And that's the thing. It's like she does things that I would never... it's creative. Like, she does things that I would never pour a whole thing of liquor into my lobster. I've never seen that before.
And that is why she is Martha Stewart.
And that's why she's Martha. And literally, like, no care. She was just bottle, just pouring on pouring on pouring, no measuring cup.
I think that's what I love the most about her, is because although she's, like, upper echelon and she's super
is she
classy.
Though?
Well, she's got street cred. You know what I'm
right,
saying? Like,
right.
She's got a little hint of thug in her. She's got a little swag of
a
her
little
own,
swag.
But it's super mellow. Mm-hmm. Like, lay back. She really
right.
is the laid back part
right.
of...
I'm trying to understand.
Down the street, smoking in the... She's the laid back part.
Right.
So them together, I think, is just beauty.
You know, it is. And I think that it's definitely something... This show in general is something that this country needs right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. We need people, the comedic relief.
We need comedic relief, number one. Number two, I love that Snoop and Martha are clearly from two different atmospheres. And the fact that they can come together over food, which people are about to do anyway in next week.
And they've dined more than once. Like, they've been out together before this
before
show.
This. Oh, he was on her cooking show in like 2008.
Yeah, 2008.
So it's just all to come back to say that, yeah, I like seeing how she cooks things. It's definitely on a chef status, because I feel like chefs are more, they put more life into their food
yeah.
versus the average.
Absolutely.
I'm hungry. I got to eat. Let me cook up something real quick.
Absolutely.
Which is me.
Absolutely.
Okay, you're feeling me.
I don't want to take too much time on Rick Ross and all his awkward thirstiness.
Okay.
But it was really cute the way Martha was handling it. I mean, especially
she
when she was like, all my men have more money than you. They're
right.
richer than you.
But you know what, though? I'm kind of over Martha kind of like throwing shade on I don't want to put a blanket on black folk, but I don't even like the last episode she was saying how she had assumed that
Ice
like
Cube dropped
like,
out of
dropped
Compton
out of
High.
Come on now if you go if you gonna rock with us, you know
but
what
you
I'm
know
saying?
Honestly, I was thinking about that question, and it's meant to trick people, because the question was the statement was he dropped out of Compton High School,
right?
All the craze is N.W.A. Straight Out of Compton, the movie. Everyone assumes that Ice Cube is from Compton. He's one of the ones that was from South LA, not Compton. So I feel like some of those things were worded where anybody could have gotten that wrong. Anyone could have assumed that.
Right.
It just so happened that Martha did.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
She tried to back it up and was like, well, see, if you did, it worked out for you. She
right.
tried to back it up.
Right.
You
she
know,
tried to back it up. And, that's fair.
I just think she's giving him a little shade because he's, like, being fresh with her, Rick
right.
Ross. So she's trying to be a little
honestly,
fresher.
She handled it better than me, because I would have felt so awkward.
He got her in the beginning. She got a little flushed. She covered her face. She said she was getting blushed. And then she's like, can you wait till after the show?
Right.
And then she's like, wait, if you're a sayer, not a doer, I'm not interested.
Right. And then she said, what you need a house with 100 rooms for?
What
you
gonna
doing?
Do?
What you gonna do?
See, I like that spice about Martha.
Exactly, because she handled it better than me. I would have been on
well,
the show.
Well, you saw Ashley's face. She was
no,
just like.
No, literally, I would have been like, so you can get off of me.
Well, we were actually watching it, and we were kind of like cringing,
like,
oh my gosh. I was
you,
like, I cannot.
Right. Like,
can you get your hands
right.
off of her?
Right.
But she handled it well. And then even at the
yeah.
end, he was ready. He had the comeback. She was like, how big is your boat? And he's like, which one? You know,
so,
it was cute.
You know,
I like
yeah,
to see that little chemistry with Martha, because
and how she fed him
I
and
love
stuff.
The spice. She has
the
spice.
The camera was too close when she fed him. I was a little grossed out.
You kind of saw the
like,
butter drip onto his beard, and it glistened and started looking like an old school, like, Jerry curl.
Oh,
it was
so
looking
nasty.
Like Soul Glow.
Oh,
you know?
Just let yourself!
Yeah, that. It was looking like that a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I love Martha's spiciness, and I think that's why she can keep up with Snoop.
Yeah.
So, lovable moments. Do you have any from tonight?
Man, you're putting me on the spot.
It's okay. I can share some.
Okay.
One of the things I love is how Snoop incorporates his rhymes in almost everything all of his little transitions. So when he's throwing to a commercial.
Great one. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Sometimes they go over more, a little more fluid than others. Sometimes it sounds like you can tell he's reading it. But when he does his prayers, say when he says grace or when he makes the toast, I think one of them was, what do you say? Oh, lobster is a food only rich people can eat. You do a lot of work just to get a little piece of meat. Okay. Like, that was cute.
Fact.
That was the toast.
And that's fact.
That was the toast. That's
fact.
Cute.
That's why I don't like eating lobster. I'm not rich, but when I have tried to eat lobster, it's too much work.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the fact that he can incorporate his rhymes because,
after all, that too.
He's been standing the test of time for decades. So that's beautiful.
One of my favorite moments, I like how when they sit down at the end of the episode and they all eat together, I kind of like the games that they kind of have. Yeah. Like the last one was
Two Thighs and a Truce.
Yeah. And now this one was
Show and Tell.
You know, show and tell. Mm-hmm. And I loved what Martha brought. I thought that was really cute. And it reminds me of my OCD ways when it comes to bathrooms because I have a lot. I am so OCD.
And it also shows you the type of relationship her and Barbara Streisand have.
Yeah, have.
That lets you know the relationship that they have, too.
And there's also other similarities about Barbara Streisand. I read somewhere where she went to, like, I guess before she goes on stage or something in her, like, in her green room, she demands that the toilet seats be replaced. And I am totally that girl because I am not.
Wait, what?
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry. You want toilet seats replaced?
Let me tell you, before I move.
Replaced.
Like, yes.
Wherever you go?
No, not wherever. I wish I had it like that.
What toilet seats are we talking about here?
Well, I mean, I'm not
for
on.
You.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not on Barbara Streisand status.
I need to know. But we, like, all need to know.
Okay, are you really getting into my bathroom? Okay,
I don't know. You brought it up. So
I did. Okay,
curious. You
got to
give the people what they want.
I opened the door. I'm going to walk in the room.
Have a seat and buckle up.
I'm going to have a seat, buckle up, you know, turn on the car. Pretty much, I'm just really OCD. So if I don't, oh God, if I haven't moved into a place that no one has been in before, then I always replace the toilet seat.
Okay, so if it's your new home.
Yeah. Okay. When I'm moving in.
But you're not demanding it for just your new home.
I mean, no. I'm not a Mariah Carey status.
Okay, so
I don't have that kind of
fetty. We're both hosts. We love to do this.
Yes.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-oh.
you've done some things with E! News, right?
Yes. Not or hosting, but reporting.
Okay. Well, let's just say you were hosting.
Okay.
Is that something you would demand in your writers?
No.
Okay, good. Okay.
No.
Because I was starting to get worried.
I would hold it.
When you were like, I'm that girl, I was starting to get worried.
No. Okay. I would hold it.
Okay. We can move on. I had to check her temperature. It's getting a little hot in here real quick.
No, it's 65.
Another thing I love about Martha is that anytime she's cooking something live, she wants to get them drunk with vodka.
Yes.
Before she, like...
Maybe I should just do that all the time.
I think that's super cute of her.
Yeah.
We need to be best friends. Or she needs to be Auntie Martha.
Auntie Martha.
Uncle
you know
Snoop.
What? I'm here for that. I think she would be a bomb auntie.
Now, before we get into news and gossip, I want to ask if you feel like there's any loose ends for the show. So far, we've seen two episodes. Do you think they can do with or without certain things?
We kind of talked about this in the first episode as well. We were kind of elaborating. I didn't like the hour show that they had, and I'm glad that it's a half an hour.
Right, we didn't have a performer, so that cut it down, too.
Oh, and you know, very observant.
Because I was watching that, ooh, who are they going to have perform?
Right, and there was nobody there.
Oh, it's a half hour. Okay, cool. Fine.
I think for a show like that, and I also felt like this, even though it's a completely different show, I felt like this about Cocktails with Chloe, too, because her show was an hour, and the first time that I watched the show, I was like, this can't be an hour. I mean, you can't have a setting like that and it be like this drastically long show. It needs to be short and sweet. So I liked that it was 30 minutes.
You love that.
Right. I liked that because honestly, you don't really need more for a show like that. I love the sit down at the end. I think that that's really, really great because it brings everybody kind of like together.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the audience that obviously get to taste everything they make.
Right.
The first episode, I saw like maybe one chicken wing. Like, I just felt like they didn't have enough, but I get it. They were just tasting.
Right.
This time, tonight, it seemed like they actually had kind of a meal.
Right.
So yeah. That was nice. And they usually get to enjoy the beverage, I think, as well in the beginning. I like that as well. Because it makes it feel like it's one big living room.
Honestly, though, I'm thinking right now, I don't think that they could do anything different. If it was an hour this time, I would be like, y'all need to cut it out and put it to 30 minutes. That an hour is just too long, you know?
Okay, I like the 30-minute slot. I thought I was going to feel some type of way, but I feel very comfortable with the 30-minute slot.
Yeah, 30 minutes, no more.
What I am not too sure about, is the DJ.
Okay.
I'm not sure what he's really bringing. I mean, I'm assuming as the episodes progress, maybe
I kind of feel that way, though, about...
He seems like a nice guy, right. I'm just saying.
I feel that way, though,
it's
about...
It's just a little weird.
Yeah, and I mean, and I agree with you, and I feel that way sometimes about a lot of DJs that are on shows. It's like sometimes it's kind of like, what is your point in being on the show? Because it's kind of like a disconnect, which to me...
Because he's doing what they're doing. If he's introducing them, they are household names of their own.
Own, right, technically. Right.
If he's saying what they're making, they're saying that already.
Right.
I'm not sure like where how much, I feel, like right. where it
what,
fits
what
in
the connection
for me.
Is. Yeah, and I feel like DJs work well with like shows like Wild 'N Out, where you really, really do need a DJ.
Because those Wild 'N Out days, that was somebody who was actually
calling
the show.
Right, they're calling who's the winner, they're setting up the beats, you know what I mean, for people to freestyle on, that kind of thing.
So maybe if another competition segment comes in, then
he'll come into play.
Another thing I think that needs to happen, Martha needs a rap name. She needs a stage name.
Do you want to think of one right now?
Maybe our viewers and our listeners can help us out with that one, and we can come up with one.
Off the dome.
Okay, well, do you have something off them? Because I don't. If you don't have one, we're going to move on.
Ooh,
next week.
She shaded me, y'all.
Next week, we will have Martha's rap name. And then you guys tell us. And if you have any, we'll pull up the chat for next week. And we'll be able to communicate with you guys live.
Yeah.
Also, I almost want to see a segment where it actually is a real potluck. Can a guest actually bring something to eat instead of a gift? Or bring a side of something, a dessert.
But don't you feel like that'll be a distraction?
Kind of, but maybe they can come in and say, hey, I have a recipe that I want us to work on, me and Snoop.
Okay.
Or hey, you know, something. Mm-hmm. Or it's potluck.
I mean, I'm feeling you, but I feel like that's a lot
it
of
might
stuff
be.
Going on.
It might
you know what
be,
I mean?
But when there's a will, there's a way. And if they can
what
do one segment.
This? What if they did this? What if, like, at the end of the show, they brought maybe the dessert? Maybe. But both of the guests. Maybe they said, oh, you know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like,
yeah,
instead of,
yeah.
No, you're not here for...
No, Something like that. Okay.
I just feel like it's a lot going on.
It is. And it's only 30 minutes. And I can't have the world. I want it all.
You want it all?
It's all good. I love the show, though. Let's get into some news and gossip.
Ooh. AfterBuzz TV News.
Spared fingers. Okay, so Snoop celebrates 20 years of the Dogfather album. And I'm not sure of how many youngins we have as our viewers, but it's a long, long time.
Which means that I was very young when that came out. So do I count as, a young one?
I'm sure you remember some songs. And if you don't, you remember at least the samples he used. Because he used a lot of stuff from like Rick James.
Yep.
And to celebrate that, he basically has his SoundCloud chock full of all the classic old school joints that basically inspired that album. So you guys definitely check it out, soundcloud.com/Snoop Dogg, D-O-double-G.
D-O-double-G.
Next, I just want to share the cutest, since Martha made the perfect martini today, I have to share the cutest little promo
What is
video
it? What is it? What is it?
Her making the cutest martini. Look, check it out.
Okay. You know, there's an art to the perfect martini. Lots of ice. Just a little bit of vodka.
See, it's super simple.
A tad of vermouth. And shake.
She is so cute.
Oh my.
She is so cute. I'm telling you.
Okay,
she
so,
is
for,
so
first
cute.
Of all, that is so a, that's a genius promo.
She
number
is so
one.
Cute.
Number two, I'm totally here for Snoop's comment. That totally looks like an urn, and I'm a little creeped out about it.
Especially when she put the seatbelt on.
Yeah, the seatbelt on.
She's like, where are you, Uncle Freddy, going?
Are you strapping a person's ashes, or are you strapping liquor?
I think it was super cute because
and the
after
hydraulics,
she said shake and then walked away, and I'm like, where's she going? I thought she was supposed to shake it.
And her trying to handle the hydraulics in the car.
Yo, she did that so
but
classy.
But she did that, though.
With the smile.
She did that. I don't even, honestly.
She was like.
I don't even know if I could have handled it like that. I probably would have fallen out of the car. I don't
Martha,
know. I feel like.
Auntie.
You know what?
Auntie.
I have a problem with Martha in the sense that I feel like she has more swag than me, and I have a problem with that.
See, you know, sometimes they say they hate us because they ain't us.
Okay.
You know, that's a case of those.
Yeah, I'm
that's
I'm,
a case of that.
I'm feeling
it's okay.
A little, I'm feeling some type
but
of way, though.
Just if you call her auntie, then you feel like she's a part of the family and you won't feel that way.
Can she come to the cookout?
I'm saying. We're going to have to make that happen. next up, since we're just, I'm going to honor our guests as well. Rick Ross recently received the key to the city of Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, that's awesome.
For bringing jobs and new opportunities to the community. And I
so
feel
Rick
like that's
Ross
a good
for president, basically?
I don't know about all of that.
Oh, okay. Well, but, I'll take anything than what we
it's
have
a,
right
it's
now.
It's definitely a good look. It's a good look. And the ceremony was held at one of the Wingstops that he frequents, no. honey. In Memphis, Tennessee.
Wait,
like
wait,
he frequents, like he's there like every week.
I cannot.
I was checking out their Instagram.
I cannot.
And then next, the beautiful Ashley Graham. She makes the Glamour Magazine 2016 Women of the Year list. And I couldn't be more proud. Like, there's
Me
nothing
too.
Bad to ever be said about her.
Me too.
And she's really, really making waves.
Me too. And I feel like she's also, you know, she's making a name for us women who have curves. And that we should be, I'm like slim curve, but I still love curves, and you know, I think that they should be celebrated. I think that they should be embraced.
I want the curvy women to just be nice, enjoy your skin, and be nice to others that have different bodies than you, because a lot of times people don't realize you don't have to step on other people to make yourself feel better.
Yeah. But I feel like that on both ends, though. I
on
feel
both
like,
ends?
Yeah. I feel like
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, in the industry,
but I see a lot of the movements are like women, men like something to hold on. They don't like bones
really?
And all that kind of stuff. And it's like, you don't have to go that route.
Okay.
You don't have to go that route
and,
to downplay smaller people.
I feel like we should all come together, no matter what size, shape, you know what I
just
mean?
Just women.
Just women in general. You know? But if anything, people like Ashley, you know, she's opening, you know, the door to an industry that if you weren't technically a size 0 or 2, you know, you weren't ever going to be on the front of any magazine.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for her
well,
in that regard.
Well, Tyra definitely started that movement mm-hmm. as well. Shout yes. out to Ty Ty.
Ty Ty.
Yeah. So next shine week, bright, it looks like bright. There's going to be some more fun, but they didn't give us who our guests were. But I'm sure as soon as I look it up, I'll be tweeting
what,
about it.
If you could name any guests that you would like to see on the show.
That's a good one. Obama. I would like to see see another entertainer.
Okay.
And I think I would like to see
Can
Alicia
we have Michelle
Keys.
On Obama on?
I would love to see Alicia Keys on
Yeah,
there.
Alicia yeah. Keys?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one.
I like her right now, where she's going with the all natural and just being
really?
Happy in her own skin. I
really?
Like
You're here for that movement?
I am. I need someone to make me feel normal when I don't have a whole face caked full of makeup. I want to feel normal. But anyway, I mean, who do you think would be a great guest?
I'm here for Obama. I'm here for anything Obama, okay? I mean, obviously.
They actually have a list of who their guests are. And I read the list and I sounded
amazing.
Pretty nice.
Yeah,
yeah. I didn't have any
I would be
hesitation
here for like Michelle. I think Michelle Obama would be great. Maybe Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, you know who they
He'd
need to
fun.
Have on?
Who?
Aisha Curry.
Yes!
Aisha Curry.
That
She's
is
a
brilliant
chef,
idea.
And she would
and
be
what
amazing.
If, what if one had Aisha? What if Martha had Aisha and then Snoop had Curry?
Yeah, Steph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. Yeah. But for next season, because
okay.
there definitely better be one. That
and you heard
was,
it here first.
You did. That is it for our after show.
No.
Thanks for joining us. Make sure you subscribe, like, give us a thumbs up. If you want to just listen to the sound of our voices, make sure you download iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, give us a thumbs up. Tell us how you like it. If you don't like it, maybe we'll try and shake some things up if you're nice about it. until next week, I am your host, Robin with a V, McSweeney, and you can find me at B Stays Busy.
And I'm Ava Hill, and you can find me on Instagram at The Ava Hill and Facebook at Ava Hill. And I'm still working on getting a Twitter.
That's all right. I'm going to make her get one. Until next week, guys. See you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.